The Rancor's Brothel presents.
Into the land of civilization came Nyarlathotep, slender and sinister,
and gave exhibitions which sent his spectators away speechless.
Men advised one another to see him and shuddered.
Where he went, rest vanished, for the small hours were rent with the screams of nightmare.
It was in the hot autumn that I went through the night with the restless crowd.
I saw hooded forms amidst ruins, and I saw the world battling against blackness.
I screamed aloud.
I was not afraid.
That I could never be afraid.
And others screamed with me for solace.
Beyond the world vague ghosts of monstrous things.
Corpses of dead worlds with sores that were cities. Charnel winds that brush the pallid stars.
And through this revolting graveyard of the universe, the muffled, maddening beating.
The crawling chaos.
Masks of Nyarlathotep. Configurations in mutation.
A couple of things before we get started. First off, 2 points of clarification that we made off the mic. Obviously, I don't know how the last episode is going to end. We ended the night with about an hour to an hour and a half of just discussion of clues as Schroeder and, well, not everybody, I guess, really, because you guys were talking to Adams. Schroeder got a lot of paper clues, so I guess I'm thinking about the paper clues. But we got a lot of background on the Carlisles. We got a little bit on Adams. Like, there was a lot to discuss. So I'm not sure how that edit is going to end. But 2 points of clarification that we wanted to go over. Hilton Adams was able to isolate rough locations of where things have happened. So the players have some updates on that. And there is also something that I don't think I quite made clear. There's a distinct difference between disappearances of individuals and outright murders. So murders obviously being discovered, disappearances as people just vanishing from thin air. So those two pieces of information are correlated in some way. Obviously not necessarily causal, but correlated. They know roughly where people disappeared. Disappearances were fairly regular, usually in the darker phases of the moon, as far as Hilton Adams could ascertain. The murders seemed sporadic. They seemed, especially since one of them he feels targeted him, seemed to be revenge killing. So I'm not 100% sure that was clear before, so hopefully that makes sense now. Everybody good on that?
Yep.
And then one other thing I feel obliged to note is the original writer of this campaign actually passed away earlier this week, not in real time. By the time you listen to this, many weeks will have passed. But within the last few days, Larry DeTillo has passed away.
March 17th.
It says March 15th on here, but I remember seeing it on the 17th. So I saw it on St. Patty's Day.
Interesting. Yep. 15th would have been last Friday.
Right. So anyway, the reason why I brought this up, I just pulled this up literally as I sort of was walking around getting everything set to record. So his writing, because he was an American film and TV writer, he is known to RPG fans as having written, you know, massive Nyarlathotep. But he wrote for Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids. He was one of the staff writers for the original He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. He worked on Tunnels and Trolls as well as Masks of Nyarlathotep, which of course is considered one of the greatest role-playing adventures of all time. And then later on in his career, he worked on Babylon 5. He worked on Beast Wars. And the updated He-Man and the Masters of the Universe in 2002. So just one of those names that, like, you don't necessarily get a lot of credit for, that he probably isn't super known, but the guy obviously worked on a lot of cool nerd shit. So much respect for writing, again, what I agree is probably one of the greatest campaigns of all time. So
also Babylon 5.
Babylon 5 is pretty darn good, too.
You mean Beast Wars?
Thank you.
He-Man.
I'll fight you.
I'll murder you.
Try.
Okay.
So anyway,
go.
People at home, Troy just threw a pin in the middle of the table and then said go.
I probably have a sword or something. But yes, anyway, I just thought that I would mention that because obviously this is someone who, like I said, you look at a name on a cover, you see a credit in, you know, the end of a movie or a TV show, you never know. But this guy was a creative genius, so props to him. May he rip.
Speaking of props,
what about them?
Let's play a game.
Sure. I thought you had discovered something unique. Never mind.
No.
That's fine. Someday. Someday.
Someday.
Oh. So it snowed a lot today. You are all back together. It is the evening of the
20th.
20th.
Tuesday.
At this point, you've come back from the prison. You guys have come back from
Cambridge.
Is that where you went?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. You have come back from Cambridge. You're all together. Like I said, some of this is probably going to be cut, but we found piles and piles of information. The table is literally askew with stuff. But before we started, they actually spent about 45 minutes to an hour talking about what they want to do. So what do you want to do? Tomorrow will be the 21st.
We didn't make a decision.
Well, would you like to include the audience on what you might do?
We've got some threads. We're going to pull on them and we're going to see what happens. What threads are we going to pursue?
Well, we got lots of notes. I guess I'll give you just a brief rundown of kind of important things we thought we should kind of pursue. So, Adam's associates in general, from the little interrogation they did, hopefully through his wife, figuring out who, I don't know if we ever actually figured out a name for who saw Brady in Hong Kong.
It was Nelson.
Nails Nelson.
In okay. parentheses, Nails Nelson.
Quotes. Okay. I figured.
Oh, the Carlisle book. So meeting with Erica Carlisle and Victoria
Post,
the socialites. I'm trying to run that down. The Kente Mutombo in at the
Mkunga Mandari.
God bless you.
At Fat Mabel's Saloon. Wanted to talk about Egypt a little bit, just the whole Egyptology, because it was the first stop of the Carlisle Expedition.
And yes.
It kind of led them further into Africa.
Right, so...
Mombasa.
Mufasa.
Nairobi.
Do it again.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, we're not a bunch of Midwesterners who have no fucking clue about Africa whatsoever.
It's... Over there, it's big. Cradle of civilization.
It's a little more northeast of Africa, but probably pretty close.
And back to the list.
I also wanted to... the reason I wanted to explore Cairo is because that's where they were before they headed to their quote-unquote rest stop and recovery in Kenya, where they were ultimately possibly found their demise.
Yeah.
And Jackson Elias was previously before that in Australia, and we have no idea why.
Yep. And then we also decided we wanted to try and find out some potentially more information about the Bloody Tongue besides Owen, because Owen feels like that end is dead, that we've already got all that information. And then that was about it.
I thought we did, because you were researching the expedition. I was researching the Bloody Tongue. And I mean, it was basically what we found out is kind of what we've already know is they... run around.
Somebody stole the book that we wanted.
Well, yeah. Which might be the book that
is in
Carlisle's safe or whatever.
Could be.
Africa's Dark Sects.
Yes.
Sects.
That's what I said.
No.
You motherfucker.
I've just heard this so many times, and eventually players just start saying Africa's Dark Sects. Because it's like, it starts coming out that way.
It's the 21st century. It's sexed.
Oh, sorry. Sexts. They sent dirty words to each other by telegraph.
Ham radio, anybody?
Prove they didn't.
Africa's dark nudie pics.
Boop, 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 boop. Send nudes. Boop, 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 boop.
Or we could fuck the narrative, take all the money we made, and go to the Cayman Islands.
You haven't made any money.
Also, you spent it
in Peru.
You spent it all.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You're running away from the mob, and you spent it all in gambling.
He paid his debts off.
I didn't spend it all.
Troy, you appear to have a prop that we got.
I was just looking.
I was hoping that you were going to
pull that beard off your face.
One hair at a time.
No, large clumps. One big large.
Big handfuls. So, am I okay to move it to the 21st, then? Is there anything else you'd like to do today? We're moving to the 21st. Is there anything that you would like to do?
Can I read the New York Times?
Sure.
Looking for any mention of Erica Carlisle or Mrs. Victoria Post?
Give me a luck roll.
You motherfucker.
I can't help it that you have shit luck. That is your luck to have shit luck.
That's a fail.
No, you don't know. You don't see anything in either. You're probably checking the business section, the society pages. Nothing pops up immediately. You talked about this off air. You haven't said it recorded yet. Would you like Schoschenberg to set up a meeting with Millie Adams?
I believe that was a thing that was already happening.
No, she was to set one up with either Hilton or Millie, and we got a meeting set up with Hilton.
I thought you guys had decided that after the talk with Hilton that you were going to do something.
That is the intent, yes.
Yes. I'm just making sure that you went through with that.
We would have communicated with Schoschenberg on the 20th.
Okay. I just want to make sure that was her understanding upon leaving Sing Sing.
The other thing we wanted to do was also possibly go to the New York Public Library and find out what Adams found on the Bloody Tongue within their records.
I'll go ahead and just say that Schoschenberg calls you first thing in the morning. Okay. Obviously, she's sort of in a, I won't say in a panic, she's sort of in a bit flustered. She's clearly been moving around excitedly. She's a hound dog with a scent, we'll put it that way. And she lets you know that Millie will meet you tomorrow afternoon, the 22nd.
Are we meeting at the Adams house in Harlem?
No, you are meeting at the Lafayette Theater. You also hear it called the Beautiful House.
It's at the Lafayette Square Mall.
Please no.
Nope.
Is there any cultural significance I am missing with the Lafayette Theater and the Beautiful House? Why would it be
are you
there
guys together?
Versus...
Are you guys there? Are you all together?
Sure.
I'm just asking.
If not, we're just a phone call away and I would have...
Right.
I think it's because some of us might pick up on it while others would not.
Fact. Jasmine, you can make me a history roll. Lucas, give me an idea roll.
Damn it. I failed it anyway, but...
Fail.
You failed an idea roll? What'd you roll?
His int's his worst.
My int is 40. I rolled a 66.
No cultural significance to it.
Okay. Pardon me while I fix my shit.
She does give you the address, obviously, because she assumes you don't know where the Lafayette Theater is.
It's not in Harlem.
It is.
It's not on the map.
It's not one of the locations called out on the map.
It's almost like some of the locations may or may not be written in there, so you could find them later.
Fucking map.
Don't tell Dora.
7th Avenue and 132nd Street is the address of the Lafayette Theater.
Try that one more time. 2nd?
132nd and 7th.
Does that put us within our bubble? Or just outside? It would be just outside, yes?
Yeah. Inside or outside the murder bubble?
No, so, you're off a couple. You're
so
off
a one
way.
Of the things that we figured out off air is there is a bubble around Fat Mabel's Speakeasy and the coffee shop upstairs, which is at 139th and 6th Avenue. Which is also where Mukumba Mudari.
That is where Hilton freaks. Adams tracked Mukumba Mudari.
Yep. And it's from Lenox to the river.
Correct.
Where that bubble is.
And this is just outside of that. So mm-hmm. It is within.
So that gives you something to do in the late afternoon of the 22nd. That leaves you the day. You have no appointments that I am aware of, so what would you like to do?
Well, if we're meeting there, it's pretty damn close to Fat Mabel's.
But that's not until tomorrow.
Well, did we have Fat Mabel set up already?
No. We've been told to stay away from Fat Mabel's because we're going to be in over our heads and we have no information.
Oh, that's right.
It is a point of interest that we should stay far away from, even though we know it's the hub, because they're not going to talk to us. We could die.
Yeah.
That's the vibe I got. Is that a sufficient vibe?
I mean, I just feel like that should be a bumper sticker. Like, that's a Call of Cthulhu bumper sticker. Cultists, they don't want to talk to us. We might die. It's fair. It's a fair statement.
That's the vibe that Sybil was getting.
No, it's in big text. Don't go here. You might die. Underneath, this is what furthers the plot. In like small text.
And underneath that, they died.
Yeah.
It's a second bumper sticker. Epilogue, they died.
Yeah.
But yeah, what would you like to do? If you have the day.
Well, I don't imagine we're going to be able to make it to Hong Kong and back.
Not with that attitude.
or Cairo.
You haven't found the right mythos instruments yet.
Not yet. So we can either try and look up more stuff about the socialites or research the bloody tongue at the library.
So the problem I have with the socialites is the best scenario I can find for this that we will actually get information is to go to a party that Erica Carlisle or Mrs. Victoria Post will be at, which means we need to know where that is, and then I need to attend / anybody else who can talk, meaning not Cecil. Who?
Yeah, well, Cecil's got not, like a 55 and charm.
I have a 66. So there. Damn, this chair makes me feel so much shorter. And I already feel short.
Welcome to my life.
We're the same height, doofus.
Are we?
Mr. Yes. Young, can I get an idea roll?
That's me.
Yes, it is. That's a 55.
You would know that you could find cursory information because of the era on in Who's Who, Burke's Peerage. We talked about that last time.
We talked about that a little bit, yeah.
But her, Sybil's initial...
reading of the New York Times?
No. Sybil's initial suggestion is probably correct. You would find more of the quote-unquote dirt by talking to high society. You're about the only person with a credit rating score high enough to probably mingle,
mm-hmm.
even at the lowest levels, with high society.
Yeah.
So yes, you're not going to find out the skull and bone shit unless you actually talk to people. But if you want cursory information, it's available. The book does say, however, that a lot of shit is not written down at this time period.
What's your credit rating?
50.
I'm a 40.
That would mean my entire.
I understand.
Well, I'm sitting over here at a 16.
We weren't sure if you knew how the numbers
the
worked.
The fish mouth goes to the bigger number.
I always thought it was a crocodile.
What are you thinking? So that's an option. If you wanted to like literally library use your way into some information, you can get it, but it's going to be cursory at best. But that might help you.
I mean, do they keep Who's Who at the old library there, or is that like a periodical that you pick up? Is it like a newspaper?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's like a here are some interesting people you should know. I don't remember why. I remember
it's like
personally
the TV
getting
guide
an
for
invite
Hollywood?
To be in Who's Who.
Yes, so did I.
Like, it's
because I was an honors student.
Yeah, like if you're...
It was weird.
Yeah.
I never read it.
So it's the TV guide of celebrities.
Kind of, yeah. It's just, it's sort of a...
Before TV.
It's like an encyclopedia almost. Like you could go in and there would be pictures with little paragraphs and stuff like that.
Okay.
So you could easily go look that up at the library. That's
Soap Opera Digest.
Well, yeah. Eustace has a very particular set of skills. When you find something that would use those skills, let me know.
Shooting things? Sure.
Can you look at the list of clues and find anything that you could put a clue with? That would be great.
I could go to Hong Kong.
Would you like to book us passage for next week? Or are you not so good at even booking passage? You're just mostly good at riding boats.
Well, I mean, are we going to be riding horses or
all the way to?
Well, there's a lot of water in between here and Hong Kong, so
probably not horses.
Are they seahorses?
Which wasn't there a horseman that rode a horse across the water? Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to play devil's advocate and say before we started the recording that there was talk of a sneaky thing that may, you know, elicit your skills. I'm not saying you should do it. I'm saying I'd have a lot of fun if you did.
I'm also not a sneaky snake. So
I think everybody's got base and stealth right now. Accurate?
I have a little bit more. I have a 25 instead of base.
Perhaps surveillance might be your particular cup of tea. Just
hey, you want to go stalk some socialites?
I could do that. But by surveillance, which, okay.
With,
sure.
With Cecil's connectivity to people who are on the wrong side of the law but are very hoity-toity, would those socialites have any connectivity to those individuals? And in doing so,
you
have any information on those individuals?
You want to use your fake mob connections to get an invite to the ball so you can wear a pretty dress?
Fake? Dude owed a lot of money.
Owing the mob money is not the same thing as having mob connections. I feel like those are two different connections.
Those are two very different things. Just because you know someone who's in the mob doesn't mean you can call them up and go, "Hey, Frank, I got a favor to ask you."
Just because your bookie works for the mob.
Clearly don't know how the
mob and your bookie sent mob enforcers to break your kneecaps doesn't mean you're friends with the mob.
He knows the bookie. He knows the enforcers. He knows the guy, Frank, who watches his house to make sure he doesn't leave town.
Yeah.
No, that's credit rating, that's social skill rolls. That's one way to approach it.
Okay. So should I roll a credit rating then?
What are you trying to accomplish? And I'll let you know what you should roll.
We're trying to...
What are you... Like, who are you calling? What are you doing?
I'm trying to track down how we can get hold of... Victoria or Erica?
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to utilize that.
So what are you doing?
Immerse me, Lucas. Who are you talking to? You're picking up the phone. It goes, operator here. And they're asking who you can connect.
Give them a name of someone that I know.
Give me a name, Lucas.
Johnny Bananas.
There you go.
Okay, Johnny Bananas. You're going to call Johnny Bananas. And Johnny Bananas is whom?
He works for the DeLuca family.
DeLuca family?
I'm just making it up.
Yeah, I wonder where you got that one from.
It's from the novella I wrote,
Lucas.
It's the name I used in the novella that I wrote.
And what
Which
exactly
will be
is...
Patreon content in August edition. I've just made that up.
Yeah, you did. I mean, if anybody wants to read it, it's fine. Somebody needs to buy it.
Hey, I'm a backer, so.
It's fair.
Okay.
Also, I'm kind of maybe your friend.
I'm so writing that shit down. Johnny kind Bananas, DeLuca family.
Okay.
And what does Johnny Bananas do, Lucas?
It's like Elsa, your cousin, niece thing.
What?
Johnny Bananas knows of the people of the hoity-toity.
You assume so. We'll right. see how your credit rating skill rolls. So, ring, ring. The phone gets picked up. What you got for me? What are you asking? As you're calling Johnny Bananas, is there anything else that anybody else wants to do? I'll let Lucas not be on the spot.
I mean, I was thinking of doing a similar thing, but I was trying to figure out who that in-between could be, whether it's... Schoenberg or maybe the editor.
I mean, if you wanted to call Schoenberg and talk to someone in who writes a society paper, sure. I mean, that might be an avenue of pursuit as well. Like I said, I'm going to give you, you're going to look for clues. I'm going to try and give you whatever I can, however you find it. You got to find them, though.
Question. Would Mr. Post be in whose?
Maybe. You'd have to look.
Like Victoria's husband / or father?
Well, she's a Mrs.
Is she Mrs.?
She's Mrs. Victoria Post.
Okay. Help the keeper out here. Where are you getting Post from?
Okay. So in one of the news articles, at the very end, it says, da, 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 her companion, Mrs. Victoria Post, indirectly emphasized Ms. Carlyle's purposefulness by recounting the rigors of the voyage.
Thanks. Got it.
What do you think about me maybe throwing some money around and just like sitting around in local... like high-end saloons type places and just kind of listening to chatter.
Because you're going to go to the soda fountain and watch all the pretty young ladies? That's not creepy.
No, I'm going to go to the nearest bootlegging place that's on the high end that's maybe connected to the biggest hotel in, you know, New York and find out.
The one that hasn't been busted because they just keep paying off the cops? Sure, that one.
Yeah, and just sitting and listening and watching?
I think it is safe to assume that anyone who is associated with Erica Carlyle is probably going to be in who's or Burke's peerage or something.
Okay. My question was that to find out what kind of family business / occupation.
Sure.
See if we could come at it from that angle.
Sure.
Clearly,
like that's going to become the library.
Mrs. Post wouldn't have an occupation.
We established they're the cereal magnates.
Post cereal.
Could be. So you're talking to Johnny Bananas.
Yeah.
That is the most ridiculous name and I can't get over it.
You are.
Thanks, Troy.
You should read more about the mob.
No. Bananas being a last name is the part.
It's his mom name.
It's his mom name, yeah.
Okay. Guy fucking eats bananas. Joey Bananas. You know, the guy stands in the corner, eats the fucking bananas. Joey Bananas.
One of my roommates in college, we called him Johnny Two Slice because he always left like, no, Johnny One Slice because he always left one slice of bread in the like f***ing bread bag.
What a goddamned monster.
Exactly.
Anybody else? So are you library using then? Are you contacting? What you folks want to do?
Sybil would like to sit in a room with everybody and just throw things at them and see what sticks.
Okay.
Because her library use is shite.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll call Schoenberg up and ask, does she have a lead or connection to...
Is there a byline on that society page? I don't think there is.
A lead to somebody in high society or in to get me, I don't know, somewhere in the door.
She doesn't. No, best I could do is connect you to the folks that write the society pages.
Okay.
And they'll connect you to that. What do you want to know? She puts in a good word for you, so you get the sense that they're going to actually answer a couple of your questions.
Yeah.
Hey, I ain't got a lot of time. What do you need?
I'm just wondering if you could give me a lead on how we could maybe rub elbows with the Carlisles or the Posts.
You serious, right?
Yeah.
You're not joking?
Not joking.
You're talking about like one of the richest women on the planet.
Well, I'm a writer and currently researching her brother.
The expedition.
Right? Yeah.
The expedition.
Her brother's disappearance / death and
okay.
Things connected.
Let me see what I got. Like, first off, talking to this broad is not going to be easy, all right? This is, you're asking a tall goddamn order, all right?
I'm just asking, can you put me in a room?
Absolutely not.
Can you put me in a building?
Got any events coming up? Those sorts of things. I'm talking to you because you're on the phone.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. You hear some rumbling around as a file. Hey, Laverne, pull that file. Yeah. The Carlisle one. What the contact page. What do we got? What's that lawyer's name? Yeah. Okay. He's like, hold on, buddy. Jesus. He's got his hand on the phone. Jesus Christ, Schoenberg owes me a f***ing bottle of something. Okay. Okay, buddy. I ain't got a lot of time here, but you want to talk to Carlisle's, right? Ain't nothing's going to get printed or done without talking to her lawyer. All right? Hold on. Let me look here. Because I think it's gray.
I mean, usually it's just black and white, but okay.
Yeah. If you're going to talk to her, you need to talk to Bradley Gray. Good luck talking to that man.
Is he the family lawyer or her personal?
He works for the family. Dunstan, Whittleby, and Gray is the name of the firm. Now I really want to play him as Michael Cohen. I'm sorely tempted.
Do it.
No. Like, I really want to do the lawyer from Arrested Development. Maritime law. So you got that name, buddy? Gray. Bradley Gray. Okay.
Yeah,
good,
I got it.
Good luck. All right. I got to go. All right. Yeah. Print that piece on. And then the phone hangs up.
Okay.
Lucas, have you figured out what you're talking to Johnny Bananas about? You've been on the phone for like 20 minutes without saying anything.
You were doing a thing.
I know.
I was going to interrupt your thing.
Are you good now?
Sure.
All right.
Yo, Johnny.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a party.
You mean like with an elf and a druid or some shit? What do you want?
That hasn't been invented yet, doofus.
Yeah, sadly.
Hey, fuck you. I'm the keeper. I get to make as many non sequiturs as I want.
It's not a non sequitur.
That's what Johnny Bananas calls it.
Johnny Bananas is wrong.
Well.
No, I'm looking for the hoity-toities, the higher-ups.
Okay.
The high rollers.
Right.
Some connections, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to want to talk to your deadbeat ass.
We've been friends a while.
Right. Friends. Yes. Uh-huh. That's what I would call it.
You still sore about the spot in Philadelphia? I paid you back.
You're lucky, or you'd be sore. Now, what do you want here? Who are we talking about? Like, somebody in Harlem? Somebody Fifth Avenue? What are we talking about? Where are these people at? Where they socialize? What are we getting into? I need a name. I need a place.
Carlisle.
You shitting me?
Never. Maybe once. Not this time.
Yeah, I ain't got those kind of connections, bud. That's up there. That is up there. I mean, I can tell you they're out north of town. She's got a whole fucking compound out there.
Does he mean like upstate New York? Where's he?
I don't know. He'll read the world. It's up in Westchester.
Westchester.
It's about you literally went through Westchester County.
Yeah.
Like on the train yesterday. 24. It's a half hour north of New York City on the Hudson River.
You know of any goings on here in town that she may be attending?
I mean, she's a businesswoman. Like, she might pop out for a few things, but who knows? Like, you know, she's got a goddamn mansion and like probably 4,000 acres of land or some shit up there. And she could live in her palace and never have to leave. What else you want to know?
No, he's just trying to figure out if there's a place, if there's anything going on in town that she may be attending that we can try to get into.
That's what he's trying to get. I mean, he gives you a couple of ideas, but like he said, he's not nearly connected enough to know whether or not someone of that high society is going to be there. Like I said, this is a Walton, this is a Hilton, this is a.
You're trying to meet Paris Hilton right now.
And you're talking to a scummy guy in Harlem. Like, there are other connections he might be able to help with, but he's like, I ain't got those kind of connections.
Before or after the simple life?
It's like
before.
It's like. I mean, you're talking about people that the Don would hope to deal with. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that means something different in 2019 than it did then. I'm just saying.
No, really, that was.
Y'all looked at the White House lately?
Right. I'm talking about the mob boss.
Yeah, I know.
That Johnny Bananas works for.
Not the Don old.
Right.
The Don.
I know.
Johnny Bananas.
I made a quip. It fell. Keep going.
Keep going. You just had to admit it. What did we learn?
We're going to leave that in.
You motherfucker.
Where's my counter?
One of those clickers underneath the table.
Hey, remember who edits this? What else?
Me.
You got anything else?
Suppose not, if you're not going to be able to give me any more information.
I mean, you let me know.
All right, Bananas.
Don't forget, you owe money for Tuesday. Your horse lost.
It's in the mail.
Uh-huh. Don't make me come find you.
He hangs up before he can finish the sentence.
All right. Jasmine, Schroeder?
As he's walking away, he's got a notepad and he goes, Westminster.
I think Eustace, feeling like the only way that he would be able to help in this situation, because he's not a talkie-talkie type guy, is just to kind of watch people. So okay. With my time here, would I assume that, and I don't remember, you'll have to help me, but the hotels that were all discussed, was the Chelsea like the nicest place in town? So then, I don't know, maybe Eustace would just kind of like hang out and watch the socialites and maybe follow them to see where they go. Is there this like place local to Chelsea?
Sorry, not the Chelsea, excuse me.
The Waldorf?
Waldorf Astoria?
The Waldorf Astoria would be the very classy hotel.
So then maybe...
Still is.
Maybe Eustace just kind of like lets them do their thing and hangs out at the Waldorf. Throws a little bit of money around so he can get in.
Sure.
Spend some time there. Watch where the socialites go. Maybe follow them. Maybe if there's a place within walking distance or
located. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Are you engaging in conversation with people?
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be social. I'm not going to be like the creeper in the corner watching where all the young kids go.
Is there a particular individual or person that you're asking about? Like, are we talking about Roger? Are we talking about...
I don't know that I'm necessarily throwing names.
Okay.
I think I'm more like trying to find a location where all the younger... I don't know how old the Carlisles are off the top of my head. But like, you know, where the party is. Because everybody might show up and start the night off at the Waldorf, but in reality, the real party is somewhere else, right? Because you can't, you know, openly consume alcohol, I would assume, unless there's some hidden part of the establishment.
Westchester? Westchester, New York?
Yeah, I mean, it's north of New York City. Same place where...
It's where Carlisle's estate was before he left.
It is where the Carlisle estate is.
Still.
Period. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about it, though?
It mentions that he is Westchester's most eligible bachelor.
Right, but I'm not going to just walk around Westchester.
No, I get you.
just kind of hear gossip.
With that, it's going to take like a luck roll with a penalty die because you're kind of just shooting in the dark.
Okay.
Like there's nothing that you can follow on. So.
Okay. So then maybe engage people to see if, you know, Eric has been out and about since the issue, since like what's gone on, and actually throw down maybe the post name as well.
Sure. You got a social skill for me? Because I don't think you do.
Not really. That's why I was trying to just listen. what can I use to my advantage?
Got any persuade?
Nope. He does not. Nor does he have charm.
Well, I have that, base.
Base charm is still better than base fast talk.
And base persuade.
Ouch.
Yeah.
You could always slide a hand some money over to those
That's what I was trying to that was the whole point of what I was saying when I was like throwing money around. Like maybe bribe people working wherever we're at.
Sure. Like I think that like each one of these is a different tact, so they're all different approaches.
Which I would probably go with the bribe because I'm guessing money speaks louder than my 15 charm and my scars. So
sure.
How's your listen?
45.
And you're specifically asking about Erica or Post, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're kind of talking high society stuff. I think that's the only really people that I could be asking about, isn't it?
Sure. I mean, I don't know. Like, you've got a large laundry list of socialites, so I'm making sure I know who you're talking about.
Well, the majority of them are all dead besides those two.
Sure. Absolutely.
As far as we know.
You could still talk to the families of them, though, if there was someone that, like, because there was a prestigious doctor, so maybe his
I could.
Practice.
I could, but...
Nobody ever wants to speak ill of the dead, of course.
Right.
Can you make me a psychology roll?
No.
Would you roll?
I rolled 60 flat. Okay. I have 14.
I
don't notice them not liking me because I'm some nobody.
No. I mean, especially if you start throwing around money, the problem is not that you aren't getting information. Once you start, adding an extra dollar here or there, suddenly everybody starts giving you stories and it becomes very difficult to discern
what's real and what's not.
So some people are like, yeah, Eric Carlisle's here all the time and I serve her. And then others are like, no, I haven't seen Miss Carlisle in months. And, you know, she's a recluse, don't you know? And you start getting all these sort of conflicting stories and you can't quite parse what's real and what's not.
Okay.
Like I said, you get every extreme from yes, I'm her best friend to no, I've never seen her in the Waldorf Astoria, period.
Which would not be the case because apparently that was where Carlisle had his quote smashing gala when he reached his majority at the Waldorf Astoria. So Erica would have been there even if she wasn't formally out.
I mean, would you really go to what is kind of the equivalent of almost her brother's, like, drunken 21st birthday?
Depends on the Waldorf.
I think it depends on the relationship between her and her brother.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, she went after him, even though she was the heir.
Sybil, we've gone around the table a few ideas.
Yes?
What is Sybil doing?
I had an idea, and that was, like, 10 minutes ago. Let me get back to those notes.
And then she started talking.
I do believe that Sybil would like to call Mr. Carlton Ramsey.
Okay.
And find out what notes he has on everything and whether or not he has any connections with these high society folks, particularly on a different tact, the Master's family. Hypatia's family.
I just realized something I should have done.
Can you give me a psychology role as you talk to Mr. Ramsey? He does answer the phone.
Fantastic. The one person who I know will always talk to us, unless he's dead. That is a failure. And no, I'm not.
I'm keeping the receipts, by the way, to use for the...
Oh, of course. I mean, because everyone signs receipts for bribes.
well, they'll at least sign the receipts for drinks.
No, they won't. It's the 19th.
He begins...
Soda.
Yeah.
Mr. Ramsey begins kind of talking in circles and... He's like, well, ma'am, you surely you understand that I mean,
I only asked a simple question, and that is whether or not you have connections. If the answer is no, just tell me it's no.
Ma'am, I'm a Negro lawyer in Harlem.
Do you know any connections Mr. Elias had on how he got on this whole thing with Carlisle Expedition?
You almost hear, like, the full stop in his mind. No, I don't think so. This is a different level of society than one might find in Harlem.
I certainly understand that. I can appreciate your situation. This is not exactly my area of expertise either.
Ma'am, did you forget that Jackson Elias is also a Negro?
I did not forget. I'm trying to find out.
He's our good
friend. I am a good friend of Jackson Elias, and I do not forget.
I applaud thee, Troy.
But I do have in my notes that Carlton Dash has notes. And that was from last session.
I understand.
I think it was notes more of his.
He's supposed to toss clues at you if you haven't found any. There is nothing at the moment that you had asked him to look into his notes. He has found nothing further in Jackson Elias's notes that he think would prove of use.
Has he read anything in the papers lately about any of the people of the Carlisle Expedition and their families?
No, I mean, that was what Jackson Elias was all on about. Everyone else has sort of moved on with their lives, is my understanding.
What about asking him straight up about the book that supposedly the Carlisles have?
Where did we find that? That was in his letter that we got from the publisher, right? From Kensington?
Maybe.
It's in one of the letters. I believe it is his last letter.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Any notes about that?
Continuing around the table then, if we need to come back to this phone call with Ramsey, we
That's
can.
Fine.
If not, no big deal. What else on the 21st?
Have we ever thought about asking if Carlisle ever went up to Harvard?
No.
The Maybe. Librarian always has the answers if they don't gutter like a fish.
Just to try to discern whether or not this book that we're talking about that might potentially be there might be that one.
You would know that educational information would probably also be in Who's Who.
What do you mean?
Like, where? Part of Who's Who is where they went. So if the question is who attended where.
Yeah.
You mean educationally, why did he go to Harvard?
That, or did he have some sort of connection to the school to know to.
That would not be in Who's Who. Huh? His education might have been, if it was notable.
Somebody look at Who's Who.
Anything?
Would you like to look at Who's Who?
Is that not what I was trying to do?
No.
You were talking to
a man named Johnny Bananas.
So, all right. What exactly do you need me to do?
As Cecil, it would be great if you could go to the library and look in the Who's Who and find out if there's any information on any of the families that were related to the Carlisle expedition, particularly the Posts and the Carlisles.
Brilliant.
Would you like me to accompany you?
If you wish.
I might like to look for a couple of those books that Mr. Adams talked about.
At least keep him on track.
Yeah, well, I'll try library use in the one thing that no one else seems interested in.
Cecil?
So I guess we go to the library.
Sure. Whom would you like to look up?
Whom would you like to look up first?
I would say Carlisle.
Okay. We'll go with Carlisle.
Okay. You spend a little time.
Hold on. Schroeder's got a thing.
Did we determine that we weren't going to be able to find any information about Brady through the military last
Correct.
Time?
There was no records.
Okay.
The VA wasn't a thing really yet.
Right.
You begin looking up records on Carlisle.
You might have been able to ask the mob about him.
Are you looking at me? You're the mob guy.
You find that Carlisle graduated from Groton. Groton. Give me a library use roll, Lucas.
And that's why I'm not doing this one.
Pass.
Cool. It occurs to you that Who's Who is published, you know, frequently. I don't know if it's yearly or semi-annually or whatever. So you look at the first Who's Who because it's there. Then you start looking at previous Who's Who's to gather further information. And you can see that Carlisle, let me get this correct. Groton would have been his, I think Groton was his prep school.
That would make more sense.
Groton School is a New England co-ed boarding school in Massachusetts. So as you're digging, but as you look through it, you see that Carlisle attended also Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Miskatonic, Cornell, and USC in approximately a 3 to 4 year span. You do not see where he graduated from any of those institutions.
Interesting.
You have heard the term gentleman's resignation.
Mm-hmm.
You think that that probably applies in this situation.
No Harvard, though. Cornell, no Harvard. No,
he said Harvard. Yeah.
I heard Miskatonic, and that's when I started tuning in.
Yeah, it was Cornell, Harvard, Yale, Miskatonic, USC.
Princeton.
There's also a short bit on his Who's Who page, Lucas, that talks about Ephraim Carlisle moved to New England in the probably like 1730, 1740, somewhere in that. It was sort of the originator of the Carlisle name. Began investments in lumber and textiles, which is the base of the family fortune. They apparently made significant amounts of money during the American Civil War. They continued to expand their interests ever since. So this is an old family. Like I said, this Ephraim Carlisle is the father of the Carlisle Empire. As it were. And you're looking at about 1730, 1740 for that originating. So like I said, this is old money. Anyone else come up with new ideas? Troy?
Well, I was going to try and talk to Ramsey and see if he could give me some info, if he had any background information on Bradley Gray, if he knows.
Sure.
Knows the guy, heard of him, knows his reputation.
Yes, Mr. Young. Mr. Gray is a fellow legal mind, but we are talking about a very prestigious law firm, perhaps one of the top three or four in New York State. I've had some passing dealings with, was it Dunstan? To close the book.
Dunstan Whittleby and Gray.
I was going to say Middleby. Dunstan, Whittleby, and Gray. I believe I've spoken to all three of the men on an occasion. But yes, they are all... All three of them are very successful lawyers in New York State. Usually family law and business law predominantly.
We're trying to get contact, with Erica Carlisle. This is the only name in that we have with her.
I believe that.
So I don't know. What's the reputation of Mr. Gray?
Gray is a sound legal mind. Very fastidious. You must understand that these individuals who protect the highest levels of society are quite often valiant guard dogs, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
He may be quiet and unassuming, but you must understand that is, if he is on retainer for the Carlisle family, which I could absolutely believe, he must be an incredibly sharp wit, even sharper tongue, and probably a shrewder legal mind. I would step carefully if I were you. It's someone who likely has significant influence, both in the legal, political, and social circles. Is your plan to speak with the law firm?
I guess not necessarily the firm, but Mr. Gray personally. Like I said, we're just trying to get in contact with the Carlisles, do some research on the family and on the expedition and everything like that.
I do think it is probably a solid tack to approach the law firm, but I would caution you against simply ringing the bell and asking to speak with them. Hopefully you've got some sort of plan to speak to them. Is there anything else I could do for you, Mr. Young?
No, I don't believe so. Thank you for your time.
Yep. Okay.
Did we ask Ramsey about notes on books in Carlisle's safe?
He said he didn't. They had no connection with the Carlisle, and Elias wouldn't have had any either. Jonah might know.
I'll call Kensington.
Sure. Call it a luck roll.
26 out of 65.
Sure. Jonah happens to be right there.
Jonah, my boy.
Yes, Mr. Weatherton. What can I do for you?
Quick question. Just going through notes, obviously, following up on...
Of course.
Jackson's plans, and hopefully, following through with everything he wanted us to. has some notes in here about books that Carlisle might have had. Do you have any do you have any reference in anything he sent you?
I'll ask. I'll take a look, but no, I don't believe so. I'm not quite sure where Jackson would have discovered that information.
Well, I'm just trying to find a lead, essentially.
If it's in the Carlisle safe, short of visiting the Carlisle estate yourself, I'm not sure how you'd ever be able to find out further information.
Thanks, Keeper.
You're welcome.
Okay.
let's just say my bank account doesn't have nearly enough zeros to get an invite to the Carlisle estate.
I just didn't know if maybe he had titles that we might look up other potential copies of books.
I'll take a look, but I don't believe so.
All right, well, ring me if you find anything.
Of course, dear boy, of course.
Who all else did we call? We called Johnny Bananas, Carlton Ramsey, Kensington, staked out a bit of the Waldorf Astoria, looked at the Who's Who. Did we look up anything on the posts in Who's Who?
We did not.
Could we?
We could.
Can I use your stats?
Sure.
No, I mean, roll. it's pretty, I mean, assuming you understand the alphabet, it's pretty easy to look something up.
Yeah.
You find that post is,
You made him do a library use roll from the Carlisle, so I'm making sure I don't have to make a roll I can't make.
You find that Victoria Post is a... I don't know if she would have had this title at this time, but I'm going to use it because it's the best thing I can come up with. She would have been a paralegal at Dunstan, Whittleby, and Gray. Or another legally appropriate term.
A legal secretary?
Et cetera, et cetera.
Anybody got any ideas?
Go talk to Gray, see if Post's there, because she's supposedly a paralegal.
I think if I were to call for Post, it might.
Legal secretary may have been a better choice. Someone,
I mean, somewhere on paralegal, legal secretary, something of that sort.
Someone who, you very quickly get the connection that it's someone who probably would have been a gopher. So perhaps Gray's, you know, associate on the ground. What she we might think of today is like a press secretary or something.
She's also a married woman and therefore qualifies as a companion for an unmarried young socialite going abroad.
Sure. Absolutely.
I think I'll try giving the law firm a call and asking for Mrs. Post.
Okay. Make me a charm roll.
How did you know that's what I wanted? Okay. 48 out of 66. I made it.
Sure. You somehow weasel your way into getting a hold of Mrs. Post. Hello, Victoria Post. What can I do for you?
Yes, Mrs. Post. I was going through some old records of a friend of mine, a good friend of mine, you might say, and I wondered if you'd be up for tea this afternoon.
Ma'am, I'm not sure who you are or what your intent is, but I must say
it's about the Carlisle expedition.
All right.
All I'm asking for is tea, a polite social call. I'm not going to be poking around if you don't want to speak to me, but you're the first person that I've found that might actually have some information since Erica's not so much in the news of late.
Hold a moment. And you hear some fumbling around a desk. Sort of a flipping noise. Yes, there's a... There's a small shop on, and she gives you an address. You know it is sort of generally near the Waldorf Astoria. Just down the street from the Waldorf Astoria. Small cafe. 3 o'clock.
Today, then?
Yes.
Wonderful. I'll see you there.
I will see you in... there's a small back room. I'll call and make arrangements.
Wonderful. I can't wait.
She hangs up without saying anything else.
Configurations,
Our title track, Ideathesia, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their EP, Catharsis. Find more of their music at sleepfortheweary.com. Introduction compiled from Nyarlathotep by H.P. Lovecraft. Like what you heard? Hear more episodes at rancorsbrothel.com. Join the conversation on Facebook with the Rancors Brothel and on Twitter at rancors_brothel. Send comments to the rancorsbrothel@gmail.com. Discover exclusive content at patreon.com/rancors_brothel by becoming a patron of our podcast. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. See you next time.